This is a story, and I caught my attention because there was a reference made to Michigan. And apparently it says in this story from the Associated Press that Michigan and Colorado are right now in focus for gambling regulators with the potential to legalize betting on scripted events. In this case, pushing the conversation is the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment, working with the accounting firm Ernst & Young to secure scripted matches results in hopes that it would convince regulators that there's no chance of results leaking to the public and therefore they could become legalized betting opportunities. Oh, really?
Wow.
You know, when you first said that, Charlie, that was the first thing that came to mind is the World Rut. I thought WWF, I think, is what I used to think of.
That's what it used to be, yeah.
It used to be,
right,
yeah.
You're right, but they changed.
Scripted, because all that is entertainment. Those people don't actually wrestle.
Well, I don't discount that there's some athleticism.
Yeah.
But they're not wrestling in the sense that it isn't known that what's going to happen in the match. It's a sports soap opera, as we've referred to it.
Correct.
There's a storyline. But yeah.
It'd be like betting on Pawn Stars to buy something or not, because...
Well, if this is just early conversation, it says it could open the door for legalized betting on other scripted events, such as perhaps a TV show and betting on character performances or who may or may not survive, things like that, all kinds of... And the reference to Ernst & Young is because it's an accounting firm that already does deal with keeping secrets for scripted events such as the Academy Awards, which they monitor.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
And they say that could open up to perhaps betting on, and some places already legalize betting on like Academy Awards, but it has to be very kept secret. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine the potential for some secrets getting out? And, you know,
of course, right.
So discussions are in place. The WWE is proposing that scripted results of matches could be locked in months ahead of time. The wrestlers themselves would not know whether they were winning or losing until shortly before a match takes place. Thereby, it doesn't allow the wrestler to maybe, hey, guess what? I'm going to be winning a match coming up 3 months from now. Get your bets in now.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that. They're hoping that this introduction of this type of legalized gambling could give more appeal to the WWE, to a new set of fans, maybe creating some different storyline opportunities. Don't know where it's going to go. This is just kind of the initial discussions, but it's referenced here with gambling regulators in Michigan and Colorado.
What would stop the WWE from looking at, I don't know, who's the favorite, I guess, of a fight, and then saying, hey, let's switch it up.
And this, good question. It was referenced, if I'm reading this right, is that this is why they would lock storylines in months in advance. The storyline has to be locked in before the betting can take place. That way, if they see a betting line, kind of like in sports.
Yeah.
You know, when they see a line that's like all kinds of heavy money going to one team, they kind of, you know, increase the point spread and maybe trying to entice people to go after the other team.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Not saying that couldn't happen. But because it's a locked-in event before the betting is allowed, they couldn't change anything or influence.
Yeah.
I suppose. Because I still thought to myself, couldn't they still do that? Because executives from the WWE would know. They're the ones that lock in the storyline. So.
I stay away from this, I think. It's not my expertise.
Not gonna place your 50-cent bet on any of this.
No. Save my money for real sports.
I'll just save my money.
Live sports or not. I don't know. Yeah. It's in the discussion stage. But you know, would you, loyal listener, would you be interested? You know, there's a lot of wrestling fans. It's big.
Right.
I mean, there's millions of dollars that are involved in the pay-per-view and the merchandising and things like that. I mean, you wonder what potential there would be for wrestling fans that would like to place bets.
Oh, I'm sure it'd be huge. I do. I think the people will bet. They will.
Yeah, if there's something to bet on, they'll bet on.
bet on that and bet on what's that roller derby and some of those.
Well,
other...
you know, I mean, it's there's always always something to bet on.
Always something.
Things have really changed since the days of the Junkyard Dog and Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
Imagine getting to bet on those fantastic matches back in the day.
Hulk Hogan and
Iron Sheik.
All the great.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
See? You know.
Yeah, she
Denise
knows.
Knows.
Yeah, she knows some.
You know?
or Andre the Giant.
Keep on going, Denise.